Recently, Dr. Lester Martinez-Lopez, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, visited the Lonsdale Regional Medical Center. He talked to AFN Kaiserslautern's Sergeant Kevin Henderson about medical readiness as he completed his visit to the hospital.
When I think of readiness, I think of two kinds of readiness, right? So we as a department, as a military health system, has three main roles. One is make sure every service member is ready to what the country calls them to do. So they have to be physically and mentally fit to do their job. That's one. Two, we have to have a medical force that is ready in the event that there is a casualty, so there are injuries or there are illness among the service members, so we can take care of them. And if possible, get them back right away into service. And number three, we need to take care of the 9.6 million beneficiaries that we have around the world. And we have to provide them with friendly, high quality care. So when we think of readiness, we have to think of readiness on a broad aspect. And I'm very concerned about all three aspects.
Next, he went on to talk about access to care.
Access to care has been a challenge for us. I hear it. And as I go around the field, I feel it. I mean, so some of the challenges we had is we have a decrease in manpower, both military and civilian, so across the system. And that creates a challenge. So if we, in the direct healthcare system, if we don't have enough providers, so there will be challenges getting into the system. In the old days, we depended on the network. And what we're finding out after COVID, the network is really in such shape because many of the providers, even in the civilian world, they decided to retire and move out. So there is also a need in that. So we're competing for that need. So we have a smaller direct healthcare system, and we have a network that is not as responsive as we expected them to be. It's a real issue. We're working really hard to make every asset we have as efficient as it can be so that we can expand the access. But we understand, especially in issues like mental health, we are really working extra hard because it's not unique to the military. Our civilian counterparts are facing the same shortages and same access challenges.
He also spoke about his main priorities in the new role.
You know, make sure that the force is ready is priority number one. But just as close, is priority number two is to have a medical-ready force. So doctors and nurses and techs that are ready to do what America asked them to do. In order to do that, we need patients. I mean, the training that we need to keep our clinical skills are patients. If we lose a patient, send them out to the network. That's one less patient we have to sustain our clinical skills. So all of them are interconnected. It's kind of, you cannot delink one from the other and have an effective system. When I think of this, I think of a system and understand that we need the patient. The providers need the patient so to keep their clinical skills. In that way, they're ready to go forward as a medical ready force. And part of those patients are service members that we always have. But in that case, we don't want to heal them. We want just to keep them fit. So avoid them from getting ill or avoiding them from getting injured. That's our goal.
He also explained why he was visiting the Lonsdale Regional Medical Center.
Well, LRMC is a flagship, you know, for the Department of Defense when it comes out to healthcare. It doesn't pass a year or even a month that you don't hear LRMC in the news because it's a critical asset that the department has to take care of the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and guardians. So this is my first overseas tour, and it couldn't be anything but to come here and visit in Lonsdale.